Yes, hi. I was looking to speak with Angela.
Oh, you have the wrong number. I don't know. This is not Angela's number. I get these calls all the time, but I am not Angela. And I don't live PA.
You don't live in PA. Well, you know, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Now, your participation, I understand you're not Angela, but your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. Now, we think about the direction in which the country's headed. Generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Oh, gosh, like very dissatisfied. It's terrible.
Okay. Well, now that you said that, let me ask you this. you said very dissatisfied, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Now, using the scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you, if you don't mind, can I ask, what are your opinion or what do you stand on inflation and the cost of living?
It's, I would say an 8.
An 8? Good. How about the student loan debt? What is your opinion stand on that?
A six.
Okay, good, good. And racism and discrimination?
An eight.
Good. All right. And how about criminal justice reform? Where do you stand on that?
7.
7. Good. All righty. And how about climate change?
A 9.
Okay, good, good. That's a very good answer. Jobs and wages, what do you think about this?
A 9.
A 9 also, excellent, right? And democracy?
A 10, because it's going away.
It's going away, okay. Abortion rights?
It is absolutely, I would say a 9.
And then also, good. Okay,
yeah.
How about healthcare? What do you think about healthcare?
Healthcare, 10.
A 10, okay. Housing rights, what do you think on that?
I'll put it at a 6.
At a 6, okay. And give me a second, at a 6. How about education? Kindergarten to 12th grade, what is your opinion on the education?
It's very, I would say like a 9.
Like a 9? Okay, you don't think it's all there, huh? How about immigration?
No.
What do you think about immigration?
An 8.
An 8, okay, good. And crime and violence, what do you think we stand on that?
I would put it into a 6.
A 6, okay. And voting rights?
A 10.
A 10. Good. All right. Excellent. I'm glad that you are taking part of this. Again, this is very confidential. All right. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local office in 2024, right? I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Oh, it's a 10.
What are you saying?
It's a 10
for sure. Excellent. What is your race? What is your race, if you don't mind me asking?
White Caucasian.
White Caucasian. Okay, good. Give me 1 minute. Thank you for your answer on that. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Good, good. Where is the year of your birth?
1974.
74. Congratulations on your date of birth. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
PhD?
So postgraduate. Yeah.
Postgraduate. Give me 1 second here. Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you. What would you say?
That's a tricky question. I mean, I wish I could say a 10, but I would say it's probably more in the realm of a 6.
That was 6. Okay. All right. Understood. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most of your community, almost to your community? Please rate the amount again, 0 to 10. Meaning 0 has no power at all, and 10 means that black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. What would you say? Where would they stand on that? On your opinion?
I think, unfortunately, I would probably a 3 or a 4. Let's go with a lower, a 3.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, right?
Hold on a second. Just so that I understand it. So 0 is warm and 10 is cold. So I
right.
would feel favorably when I say 0 and unfavorably if I say a 10.
Yeah, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0. I'm sorry, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And
oh, okay.
A 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold,
yeah.
right? That you
Got
have
it.
No opinion at all. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. And I'll throw out some names for you, okay? You can let me know.
Okay.
For example, John Fetterman. What would you say? Have you heard of?
Yes. Okay. I would give him a 6.
A 6. Okay. All right. Fair enough. How about Sherelle Parker?
Not heard of.
Not heard of. Okay. How about Bob Casey?
Ooh, Bob Casey. I like Bob Casey a lot. Feel very warm. He does good work. I'd give him a 10. Yeah.
A 10, good. Excellent. Larry Krasner?
Sorry. Don't know.
Don't know. How about John Shapiro?
Yes. A 7.
A 7, okay. 7 for John. And J.D. Vance. Well, how do you feel about J.D. Vance?
okay, let's just give him a 0, which I think is still very generous for me.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris,
yes.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.,
no.
Cornel
Kamala
West,
Harris. No,
Kamala
no, no, no.
Harris.
Okay, Kamala right. Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 24 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Let me ask you. The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Undecided, I do not plan to vote.
The Democratic candidate.
Gotcha. Of course. For whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did vote. Yes, I did.
Who did
I
you
vote
for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Good. All righty. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens, right? Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
That's a challenging question too, because if people really all voted, I think it could make a very big difference, and it does matter. The vote does matter for sure.
Okay, so voting makes a big difference is your answer.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you, okay? I'm going to read down the list. You let me know which one you want me to mark. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. There's not enough outreach to people like me. Politicians don't keep their promises. The system is racist and not built to support black people. Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people or other.
Okay. So can you go down the list again, and then I will tell you which one is like my one, my two, and my three.
Gotcha. The issues is the first one that matter to – okay, the first one's on the list reads, the issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. There's There's not enough outreach to people like me.
Not true.
Politicians don't keep their promises.
Yes, that's number one.
Okay. The system is not racist and not built to support black people.
I think that's also true. That would be my number three, probably.
And politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people.
I would say that's the two.
Gotcha. Okay. Moving forward, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat disagree, or somewhat, because it's either strongly agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree. Or agree, whatever that.
Okay, right. All right. I hear you. I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. If there was an easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, more polling places and mail-in voting, if black people had more money and resources, if there were black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to the black community, if there was more transparency to track that how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians, if I could get all government benefits like help my student loans, small business money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app, what would your choice be out of those five options?
Okay. Can you read them again and then I give you my numbers?
Yeah. So the idea is for you to select the top three reasons that apply to you, right? Okay.
Right.
So first option reads, if there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, for example, more polling places and mail-in voting, if black people had more money and resources, third option, if there were black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to the black
community. I think
community.
That would be number one.
And the fourth option here is if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians.
I think that's probably number one. So I would make the tracking of how they spend the money is not one. The organizations that would hold politicians accountable would be number two. And then
the last one reads, if I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app, make it easier, right?
Yes. Number three.
Okay, good. Moving forward. Below is a list of some policies that I implemented would empower black communities by ensuring our elected officials represent our community, experience, and priorities. After each one, please indicate how much you would believe that each policy would motivate you or people in your network to vote 0 to 10, where 10 means that the policy would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, no matter what party's in control, okay? Sometimes life does not get better for many of us in the black community, but As Nipsey Hussle said, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to take 10 forward. You can take a long time, but it does happen. Our votes are our leverage. If you don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure they're out of a job. Not sure. Would that strongly motivate you?
It would somewhat motivate me.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, where will you categorize?
A 4.
Gotcha. Okay, good. Now I'm gonna move on to the next one, and it reads: it's easy to doubt government promises, right? But our strength can secure resources. Governor Shapiro is offering $10.5 million in federal grants for small, diverse businesses affected by COVID-19. Grants range from $2,500 to $10,000. Stand with us. Our involvement is crucial. It is our duty to take advantage of these resources. Now, that phrase there, would that strongly motivate you, being a 10 in or 0 to 4? It doesn't motivate you at all?
I would say a 6.
A 6, good. All right, so it does motivate you a little bit. Sometimes it feels like politicians make promises they never keep, but we hold the power that demand accountability and push for change in our communities, right? Mayor Sherelle Parker's $6.3 billion budget is a step forward, funding more policy officers, better streets, improved public transit, and cleaner neighborhoods. We're not just voting, we're keeping receipts. If politicians don't follow through, we'll show them the door. What do you think about
that? That would motivate me very much. I would say a 9.
A 9? Excellent. They want us to believe nothing gets better, so we don't vote. We can hold our leaders accountable and demand real changes. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate Democrats took a big step forward, passing key police reform bills, right? Senate Bill 459 requires police to maintain detailed records of use of force incidents. Our community's future is at stake. If they don't step up, we'll vote them out and find someone who will.
An 8.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? And again, we're going back to the scale of 0 to 10. 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
A 7.
Your response, please. Okay.
A 7.
All right. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Again, 0 to 10. 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
4.
Okay. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I would say a moderate difference.
Okay, alrighty. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
A 10.
Okay, good. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Excellent. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Good. And are you the parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
No. Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered now?
I am registered to vote.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
A Democrat.
Good. Do you consider yourself strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
How would you describe your employment status? If necessary, would you say you are employed full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Full-time, good. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not, and you tell me your roundabout, right?
So do you have a range, or do you just want a number?
I prefer you tell me and I'll circle it in.
So I would say 280 plus.
Okay, good. Excellent. Who is your present religion, if any? Protestant, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Eastern or Greek, Orthodox?
Nothing
Jewish,
anymore.
Nothing in particular? Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week?
No, not anymore.
Never, okay. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.